Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2635. Money Can't Buy Happiness. Trust me, I've tried. By Jane Huangbo with nosidebar.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Money Can't Buy Happiness. Trust me, I've tried. By Jane Huangbo with nosidebar.com. For the longest time, I believed money was there to make me happy. So I used it every chance I got. I spent it and I spent it. I bought shoes and makeup and lots of clothes, jewelry, and even fur. My closet in New York couldn't hold my stuff, so we rented storage. We got a bigger place. We thought about moving to the suburbs. I bought experiences that made me feel special too. We went to India, France, Italy, and Mexico. We only stayed at the best places. 5 stars or nothing at all. We honeymooned in Anguilla under twinkling lights on a crescent-shaped beach. Why money can't buy happiness? I was capitalism's favorite child. I worked on Wall Street and spent all of my money. I was hated. I was revered. I was resented for being a girl in a guy's job. I puffed out my chest to seem bigger. I felt needed. I was living proof that money couldn't bring you happiness. When my son arrived, I entered a deep depression. No longer could I make enough money to spend and spend. He anchored me to my home, and though he needed me, I wasn't paid the way I was used to. I tried to connect with other moms who took pride in their new lives. They could tell I didn't really want to analyze little Sammy or Jonah's poop. I craved meaning, but we couldn't come to terms on what that meant. So I left, or maybe they left. There was judging. My son cried all the time. I wasn't sure I could be good enough for him. And everything I had built for a lifetime felt gone, gone, gone. Then came my daughter. I believed that more was more. She came out with the face of an apple. I had hope. But I still felt worthless. Each day was difficult. A picture-perfect life. For 8 years, we were picture-perfect. 2 overeducated professional parents with 2 healthy kids. We lived in a beautiful white house in the nicest area in town, with a slanted French roof and green grass that stretched to the edge of a private hill. I bought furniture to match the walls and adorned the walls to match the color of the floors. The only place in the house that gathered dust was our living room, where we had gathered all of our family photos. We barely lived in the living room. The edges of every day kept fraying. There was drama. We took hostages. We couldn't forgive each other. It was only when things started falling down and being swept away that I saw what I had missed the whole time. There were mountains of clothes on the driveway. We had nice cars parked on the street. Rooms of antique furniture that had cost a fortune being hauled into charity trucks. The estate sales ladies were taking inventory of our heaps of now homeless stuff. Trinkets, tchotchkes, fake plants, and vases. When life consumes us. I had consumed all my life, and that never had been the point. From age 17 to 40, I tried to prove my importance with money the whole time. When our beautiful house stood empty, I finally felt it, the emptiness of half a life wasted. I had done everything backwards when it came to my money. I had been very busy consuming, trying to have a good time, buying pretty things. When the best people I knew were busy making huge contributions to others and letting the money flow back to them. I had created nothing. I had helped no one. I finally let myself sit with my shame. And then I started building. The way you build your financial life matters. This was news to me. When you build it based on how much you contribute to other people's lives, you feel full, even when the money isn't there yet. I think it's what people call purpose. Bottom line, you want to keep going. Eventually, the money flows. When you build a financial life based on consuming, you feel like there's a bottomless pit inside you. Even if you have a ton of it, it never gets filled up because you go about the whole thing backwards. You deplete, just like me. Bottom line, you just want to quit. Eventually, you run out. You can live a life of ingratitude where you spend all of your money, or you can live a life of service where you invest it in yourself and others. Your choice. I used to think I was somebody, so I used all of my money to prove it. Now I know that I'm nobody unless I'm helping somebody. This isn't a bad thing, despite what you see on social media. I simply don't care about being seen anymore. I'm happy being invisible or visible. Start building something with your money that matters to you, and hopefully it matters to other people too. You'll radiate abundance, and you know what they say about the law of attraction. Like attracts like. You just listened to the post titled, Money Can't Buy Happiness. Trust Me, I've Tried, by Jane Huangbo with nosidebar.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I've come to realize that money can only solve money problems, not emotional problems. Money is something that exists externally in the world, but happiness is something that is fostered internally. It's a state of mind, and I believe it's less about pleasure and much more about the expansion of possibility. We find happiness, contentment, and peace of mind in the ways we spend our time, who we spend that time with, and what we create in the world. Many of us want money to do a lot more emotional labor than it's capable of. But let's remind ourselves that money is an impersonal, dispassionate tool. Money itself cannot make us happy, though it can certainly remove the stress that comes when you don't have the financial resources you need. Money is a tool that you can use to build a life focused on what truly matters. But money itself, or external markers of success, are not what truly matter. Would you be impressed by a tombstone that said, "This person made, saved, invested, and spent a lot of money"? No? Then why would you live your life focused on doing just that? But that should do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.